Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Pei Vav. We're holding almost halfway down the Amud, where it says Itmar in the middle of the line. You see there's a Tosis on the side, Piches Eitzel Rabbi. If you go down two lines further in the Gemara, you'll see it says Itmar HaKoyte Yad Aved Ivri Shel Chaveiroi. What happens, V'chas HaSholem, somebody went over to somebody else's Eved Ivri, and Rachmon Litzlan, he amputated his hand. What's the halacha now? What's the shayla of the Gemara? The shayla of the Gemara is, who does the hand really belong to? Does it belong to the Eved Ivri? Or does it belong to his Odoin? And essentially it belongs to both of them. Because after all, the Eved Ivri is going to only be with the rabbi for 6 years. Or even if he's a nirza until Yoivu. But ultimately the keren of the hand belongs to the Eved himself. It's only the peiros, it's the mas yadayim that belong to the Odoin. So Zotek Gemara is like a machloek is Abaye v'Rav, exactly how we split it up. Abaye Oman Nuisim Loi Sheves Gedoyla Li Eved, V'Sheves Ketana Li Rav. The big Sheves we give to the Eved. The Klein Shige Sheves we give to the Rav. Now the word Sheves Gedoyla Sheves Ketana is not that precise. If we look at Rashi Sheves Gedoyla, it's about a quarter, a third down the Amud. Rashi Sheves Gedoyla Dmei Yodoy. That's what we referred to in the Mishnah and the Gemara yesterday as referring to the Nezek. The Nezek part, the diminution in value. Previously he was worth, $50,000. Now he's only worth $20,000 because he's missing Nebuchadnezzar's hand. As a result, that diminution, who does that go to? It goes to the Eved, because the Eved, he owns his body. And ultimately, when he gets free from being an Eved Ivri, that's going to be, that's him. And therefore, he gets that money. Sheves Ketana explains Rashi means Kol Yomim Shiyipa LeMishkav Royin Oisei Keilu Husher Mikishuan. As long as he's Nebuch in bed. In other words, that's the classic Sheves that we've been talking about, and therefore, when it says the Gemara Sheves Ketana, really means the normal, the regular Sheves. The Sheves Gedoyla means the Nezek, and this makes a lot of sense because, after all, the Eved is working 6 years, or if he's an Eved Nirtza, even longer. But that work period is working for the Odoin. During that period of time, the Masi Daim belong to the Odoin. That's why Taka says, Shevik Tana, the disability, the unemployment, all goes to the Rav, goes to the Odoin. Rav Omar Hakol Yinosin Le'Evet, everything goes to the Evet, not only the Shevik Tana, but also Shevik Tana. The Yilkach Ben Karka, and go and buy for him a Karka, and the Karka will be held in escrow of some sort. The Rav Oichel Peiris and the Odoin receives Peiris. Then why does Rava disagree with Abaye? So Tosis explains that what's bothering Rava is that notice Rashi said when we pay the Sheves Ketana, Royin Oisa Ki'ilu Hu Shoyme Kishuin. Shoyme Kishuin means that he can only be a watchman for a cucumber patch. Mm-hmm. Now if you remember yesterday, we said that the Nezek and the Sheves usually work in tandem. Meaning, the greater the diminution in value, the greater amount of the Nezek, but then as a result, the lesser amount of the Sheves. On the other hand, if the diminution of value is not that great, then the Sheves will be greater. How do the two work together? Very simple. If the guy Nebuch lost his hand, and the only thing he can do is now be a Shoyim Kishuin, now Shoyim Kishuin is of course a very menial amount, or that's a menial labor that's receiving the lowest, or at least the kamat, the lowest on the hourly rate that employees, or in this case slaves, would receive. And therefore, since that's been so lowly, there's been a tremendous diminution. We give a tremendous payment of the 30,000, the difference between 50 and 20 lemoshel for the hezek, but now it's as if the mazik bought off from him his right to receive a higher wage. What would be a higher wage? The Gemara said yesterday to be Dali Davla, a person that can go and carry buckets of water, Lamashu, or a person that can go Lamezel Bishlichusa. He could be a runner, and he could run across town on his bicycle, on his horse, to go and deliver packages or whatever, which is even a higher rate. So the point is that depending on how badly you have affected this person's physical structure, if it's a real big hit, then you have to pay a lot of hezek. But then he has been now diminished to the lowest rate possible for Sheves. On the other hand, if the diminution of value wasn't so great, it went from $50,000 down to, LaMashal, $40,000. Why? Because although Itaka Nebuch chopped off two fingers, but he still has three fingers left, so therefore he could still do the Dolly Davler, still do the runner type of exercise. Therefore, the diminution is Taka less. But the Shevis, the disability or unemployment, will be greater because he could earn a greater wage. And now, unfortunately, he is in the hospital as a result of whatever you did. So the point is, the two work in tandem and in reverse or in opposite directions. So what's bothering Rashi, or bothering the Gemara, bothering Rava, is when Abaye says you give the Shevis Gdoli Eved, you talk of Nebuch, the Eved's hand. So there's been a tremendous diminution, and he's getting this very, very large Nezik settlement. Who, however, gets a Shevis, kind of that goes to the Rav. But the Rav says, why should I get, based on the lesser or the lowest of the hourly rates on the totem pole, I should go and get like a Dolly Davla? So you're going to go and tell me, no, but I already paid you for the fact that he can no longer go and schlep water because he's missing a hand. You didn't pay me. You paid the Eved. And when I bought him to be a Dolly Davla guy, a person that can go and draw the water. And he can't draw water anymore. He can only be a Shemi Kishuan, which is much more menial and a lesser job and a lesser hourly rate. So therefore, Rava says we have to compensate the rabbi more for his loss of the services of the Eved. The way to go and compensate is go and take everything, buy a karka. That karka is going to produce payis. As long as the karka produces payis, as long as he's still an Eved, then the Odin will receive those payis, and that will be presumably even greater than the amount of the Shoymik Yishuin. And what about the Keren? The Keren will remain as the karka for the Eved. So when the Eved becomes free, he has this piece of karka, and that's his Keren. So therefore, Rav is, in a sense, similar to Abaye, but the benefit of Rav over Abaye is that we're giving the rabbi a larger return on the unemployment and disability than according to Abaye. Continues the Gemara. Pshita. Pichas eitzel atzorim ve'eitzel rabbi lo pichas. What happens if the damage that was done to the Eved Ivri was such that it certainly caused a diminution vis-a-vis the Eved, but really did not affect the rabbi in any way? How could that be? Hechidami, the paskel reish unei. What happens if chas v'shalom this mazik went and cut off the guy's ear? It has not impaired his hearing. He can still hear perfectly, but he certainly looks totally disformed, and people who want to buy him for an Eved, they're going to see without an ear, they're going to pay less, even though he can continue doing all the services of a slave, but he just doesn't look Nebuch normal. And so therefore, in such a case, it affects the value Eitzel Atzmoy, but it doesn't affect the value Eitzel Rabbi. Or Eil Reish Nechira, he Nebuch cut off one of his nostrils, part of his ear, part of his nose, Rachman Litzlan. Again, it doesn't affect the Rabbi, but it does affect the Atzmoy, the Eved. What happens in such a case? Then Hakal Atzmoy, then since the entire diminution of value is unrelated to the services of the slave on behalf of his Odin, he gets everything. What happens, Pichas Eitzel Rabbi, what happens if it's the type of thing that does cause a pchas, not only vis-a-vis him, but also vis-a-vis the Odin? For instance, taking off the guy's hand, the guy's leg, or something else that would affect his ability to be a slave. Let's pluck the Bible over. That's the same machloek as we just had a moment ago, where the Shev is Gdol and Shev is Ktana, or Hakol Yinosel Eved Yilkach Behen Karka.
Is it, who does the Eved belong to?
The Eved belongs to Yankel Greenstein.
So if he gets his ear cut off and he's still able to hear just the same, but but some value is decreased for his master, wants to like sell him later.
Mm-hmm.
Once you sell him, it's like he's got a dent, even though the car drives just as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as valuable. So why say it's only by him and not by the rabbi?
First of all, I'm not sure. We'd have to look at Pilchas Avod. I'm not sure whether Yisrael is allowed to go and sell an Eved Ivri to somebody else. But even assuming that he is, the whole purpose of an Eved Ivri is not to be there as permanent chattel. He's just to be your permanent employee for the next 6 years, up to 6 years, unless he's an Eved Nirtza, and then it goes Lo'ilim, meaning until the Yovel year. But he's not a slave. We call him a slave, but the Gemara says, for instance, that if you only have one meal, you have to go and share it with him. If you have only one bed, you have to let him sleep in that bed. Kolakoina Eved Kekoina Odoin La'atzmai. So he's called a slave. He's a slave in the sense that he cannot freely go and go and work somewhere else or move somewhere to Australia. He's stuck over here, but he's basically an employee of the Odoin. And as the employee of the Odoin, what does the Odoin earn, or what does he hold? He holds. Have a wonderful day, Zagizend. Have a nice day. Oh, wonderful! That's even greater. Great news. So as being the chattel of the Odoin, he's not the chattel or working for the Odoin, it's only the Maas Yadayim, the wages and the income that he can produce. There's no other aspect that belongs to him. There's one other income producing aspect of the Eved, and that is that he can go and produce future Avodim and Shvachos, and the Rabbi Moisel Shivcha Kananis. But even there, it only depends if he's already married, and not by all of them is a machlokes, whether it's only an Eved that sells himself or an Eved that was sold because of Geneva. But the point is that the Odoin's interest, financial interest in the Eved, are limited to his ability to provide slave services for the Odoin. If that has not been impaired, then any diminution of value goes to the Eved and not to the Odoin. So in our Mishnah it says it depends on who the Mavayish is and who the Misbayish is. The focus of the Gemara is now going to be on the Misbayish. And therefore the Gemara is assuming, as we learned in the Mishnah, that depending on whether the Misbayish is a Choshev, a member of the Kehillah, and Chashivas is defined in our Gemara as being a wealthy individual, so if you Mavayish him, that causes tremendous humiliation and embarrassment. And therefore you have to go and pay a larger amount. However, if the person who was embarrassed was riffraff, a homeless guy, not a choshev guy, he's kind of used to being embarrassed and humiliated because you look at him, he's a humiliated type of guy. So therefore, even though you're certainly not allowed to humiliate him, but the amount of damage, disgrace, and humiliation is much, much less if it's Mr. Jones, who is a nobody, as opposed to Mr. Smith, if he happens to be the Rosh HaKor. Says Zimor, who makes this distinction? This distinction is Reb Shimon. Mani Masisa, le Reb Meir, le Reb Yehuda, le Reb Shimon. Who's Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon? This time we learned in the Mishnah. The Kulin Royin Oysen Kilo Heim B'nei Choyrin, Shiordim Nechseim, Shem B'nei Avram, Yitzchak V'Yakov. Now, where is this Mishnah? Actually, it's not a Mishnah. On the side it says, Desanya, it's a Braisa. And the three-way Braisa is, according to Reb Meir, we do not distinguish between one Jew and another Jew. All Jews who have been humiliated are deemed to be like Yordim and Echseyan, Shem B'nei Avram Yitzvah Yaakov. This Yordim and Echseyan means we're going to try to do an equalizer. We don't want to say that all Jews are like Rockefeller that has billions. We're going to go and say every Jew is like Mr. Goldberg, who Baruch Hashem is comfortable, but not the biggest Oysher, and not the biggest Ani, but a Beinoni type. So Kulan, all Eden are looked upon as being Beinonim. They're all Avada Miuchasim, Kinder Einiklach of the Ovisik Deutsch and Rabbi Yitzvah Yaakov. And based on that, you'll give everybody basically the same. So if you shame two people in Shul, one happens to be the president, and the other just happens to be a riffraff guy. And how did you shame them in both cases? For instance, Morris said yesterday, Chas v'Shalom, a person spits on them. So, according to our Mishnah, the Mizbayish, the president, you have to pay more. The riffraff, the homeless guy, you pay less. According to the mayor, everybody's the same, you'd have to pay the same amount. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Hagorlifi Goyloi, Vakotlifi Kotnoi. On the surface, Rabbi Yehuda seems to be just like our Mishnah. The Godel, here the Godel we're talking about is not in terms of physical stature or in terms of over bar mitzvah, under bar mitzvah. Here we're talking about a Godel in the Chosim. If he's a wealthy guy, according to his wealth. Person who's not a wealthy guy, according to his poverty level, if you will. The Chorida and Mishnah would stim very good according to Rabbi Yehuda. But there's a different reason why you cannot go according to Rabbi Yehuda, like the Gemara is going to say in a few lines. Reb Shimon is very similar to Yehuda, but Reb Shimon goes and changes the calculations a little bit, and he says Ashirim Rayosakilahim b'nei Choyrin Shiar d'minachseim. We don't look at the Ashirim that every one of them he's a Rockefeller, but we look upon Rockefeller as if he just had a major hit in the stock market, and he's been hit a little bit down to our level, so to speak. He's no longer that billionaire, he's etc. So Shiar d'minachseim Aniim kevchusim shebehen. The Aniyim also get hit down a level, like the lower ones among the people on the poverty level. So you're saying to yourself, well, what difference? If you're pushing everybody down, so what difference does it make? That's a big difference. Because if you were to go and keep him still at the Rockefeller level, and you go and spit in his face, then maybe you'd have to go and pay $10 million. If you've pushed him down a couple of notches, then you only have to go and pay him $100,000 or $50,000. In the Aniyim simile, maybe a regular Ani, you'd have to go and pay him $1,000. But if you push him down, maybe you only have to give him $500, only $100. So therefore, Abba Lamaisa, Reb Shimon agrees to Reb Yehuda that there is this distinction between the more wealthy individual and the poorer individual. It's just a question of the calculations. How do you go and measure the amount of damages? So now that we've had these three, let's analyze them vis-a-vis our Mishnah. Remember, our Mishnah does distinguish between the mispaishim, those that are more choshev, more wealthy for our purposes, and those that are less so. So, Gemara Mani, if you're going to go and tell me the Mishnah goes according to a mayor, masnisik toni hakafi amavayshim is bayish from a mayor kulubad the diodothi nino. According to a mayor, everybody is equalized. It's totally egalitarian. Everybody's exactly the same. No changes whatsoever. Like Reb Meir said, "Kulam b'nei choyin chiyarim nechseim." They're all einik lechavram yitzviyak. Reb Yehuda, lechoy Reb Yehuda would be perfect because Reb Yehuda does distinguish between a gadol and a katan. However, we have another problem. Reb Yehuda masisik toni amavayish esasuma chayiv. We're going to have Mitchum on the Amud Beis. As soon as we hit the Amud Beis, we're going to see the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to go and say that if a person in Mavayish is a Summa, if Chas Hashem, a person goes and gives Busha, he spits, for instance, on a Summa, on a person who's blind, you are Chayiv nevertheless.
Was it done deliberately or accidentally?
By Busha, it always has to be deliberately. If it's not Bikavani Yapotim. The din by bush, it has to be, as opposed to the other advarim, where we had Adamud, La'olam, Ben Ar, Ben Yashin, etc. But that's only by the other forms of batzul. Legabe bush, it has to be that you're machabit and mavaish. We'll see that mitzvah more on the Amud base. Anyway, the person mavaish, the summa, he is chayv. You have to go and pay like anybody else. The ilu Rabbi Yehuda, I'm assuming like boishes. Rabbi Yehuda says that there is no din of boishes by a summa. We'll see shortly why Rabbi Yehuda holds it that way. Anyway, since our Mishnah on the Amud Beis said Mavayish Asuma is a Chayiv, and that cannot go according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the assumption is that all these Mishnayos are really merged and fused into one, if that Mishnah can't go according to Rabbi Yehuda, presumably the earlier part of the Mishnah also doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ella Rav Shimoni. Oh, Rav Shimon is good, because Rav Shimon does distinguish between Ashirim and Aniyim. He pushes each one down a couple of notches, true, but there's still this concept of Hakel fi hamavayish fi hamispayish. Freit Gemara, are you telling me the Mishnah is like Reb Shimon? The Gemara, no, it doesn't have to be Reb Shimon. I feel the same Reb Yehuda, it can go according to Reb Yehuda as well. We just had a problem with the Summa problem. Ki yom Reb Yehuda sumen loy boishis le mishkal minei. Avameis vo le yavinen le. It depends whether the Summa is on the giving end or on the receiving end. Oh, it's a big, big difference. When it says in the Mishnah, Mavayish is a Summa is Chayiv, you're talking about a person who's Chas Hashem embarrassing a Summa, he's on the receiving end. In such a case, everybody agrees you're Chayiv, even according to Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says Summa ain't like Boishes. That means he has no din of Boishes if he's Mavayish others. If the blind person wants to Mavayish another person, ain't like Boishes, no din of paying. Why is there this difference? We'll see Mechim and Yamad Beis. It's based on Sukkim. But that being the case, therefore the Chayyim, the Mishnah, dodged him like Rabbi Yehuda. Because even though it says in the Mishnah, the Amid Beis, that a Summa you have to go and pay for Busha, and Rabbi Yehuda says, a Summa is Potter. Oh, what? We're talking about two different things. Is he on the giving end, on the receiving end? So the Mishnah can shtim like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore this part of the Mishnah, the Amid Beis, can also shtim like Rabbi Yehuda. Shalom Yisrael! Says Imar, not so quickly. From Minitoni Sefer, the same Mishnah on Amud Beis, which we're going to learn Mitchum in about 5 minutes, we're going to see that besides talking about Mavayisha Sasuma is Chayiv, it's a Mavayisha Sayoshin is Chayiv. What happens if a person is Mavayish, someone who's sleeping? Chayiv. The Yoshin should be if the other way around. The Yoshin that's Mavayish, he is Potur. Aha. So that same dichotomy, that same difference that we just made a kunta bihuda lagabi asuma, whether he's on the giving end or on the receiving end, That's befeidish in the Mishnah, legami a case of a yashan, a person who's sleeping. So for Eitig Mara, if that Mishnah makes the distinction between mevayish and mispayish, by a yashan, for like Tani Suma Shebiyish Batur, why isn't Taka doesn't say the second half that Rabbi Yehuda holds? That even though you're mevayish a Suma, you're chayiv, but the Suma Shebiyish is Batur. Why does it leave that out? Is the Harai that the Mishnah does not distinguish, and the Gemara holds, the Mishnah holds, in both directions, whether the Suma is the giver, the mevayish, or the recipient, the mizbayish? In all case, a Mishnah holds that you're chayv. That obviously cannot go according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Suma ain't leboishes. So the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. So Ibazoi, who's the one that makes the distinction between mavayish and mizbayish that we had before? Machfarat Masnisa Rabbi Shimon, Itaka goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon doesn't have the issue of Suma. And Rabbi Shimon does distinguish between payments to the Osher and the Ani. So therefore the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, and we have a Mandi Omer for the Mishnah. So the Morvait, Man Tana Lohad Tana Rabban. Now we have a similar brisa, and we want to figure out who's the Tana of this brisa. Which Tana brisa? The Skam Levayish Es HaKotun, Levayish Es HaGodol. You want it to Levayish HaKotun, and by accident instead, you Levayish Es HaGodol. For instance, a person went and spit, with the intention that it should go and hit the cotton. The cotton ran, and the spit didn't hit him, but it hit the Godel. The Godel is also embarrassed, but that was not his intention. Now, we'll see in the Gemara in a moment where the cotton and Godel means, again, cotton bin Echosim and Godel bin Echosim. In other words, Asher ba'ani, or whether we're talking about a minor and an adult. We're going to have two pshatim in the Gemara shortly, as we will see. But the point of the Tanakama, the first case of this brisa, is that we are establishing the inyan of Shaloi Bekavana. He wasn't mechavin to this one, he was mechavin to the other one. What happens in such a case? You have to pay, even though he didn't intend to hit this victim, he intended the other guy. What he intended, that's what he's going to have to go and pay. So if he intended on the cotton and he did on the gadol, he has to pay the may boishtoy shel cotton. What happens if he wanted to levayish his eved, the biyish is ben choyin? Again, two people standing together, an eved meta ben choyin. And he wanted to levayish the eved, and by accident he levayish the ben choyin. Again, levayish the ben choyin, the may boishtoy shel eved. We pay according to his kavana. His kavana was levayish the eved. You got to pay eved damages to the ben choyin. So again, mani lo remeya, v'lo rebiyuda, v'lo rebshimen. Now, what's the reason why? Because when we learned the brisa initially, we assume that the words cotton and gadol doesn't mean a bar mitzvah or less than bar mitzvah, but cotton bin echosim, it means a person who is a middle a beinani or perhaps an oni. Gadol's gadol bin echosim, an oisher bin echosim. Aha. So let's now see. It says that if you mevayish, you intended to mevayish an oni, and you mevayish an osher, you have to pay dmei oni. So, Reb Meir says we don't distinguish. Reb Meir was egalitarian. He said everybody's exactly the same. Kulan, you look upon Gans Klal Yisrael as if all the Yardim Mechaseim, and they all happen to be Enik L'Chavram Yitzvah Yaakov. So there's no difference between a Kot and Midagot. V'Reb Yehuda Omar Ein Lavodim Boishes. Reb Yehuda has another issue, and that is he holds that there is no din of busha by an Eved. There's going to be a mission which we're going to learn in Miachim tomorrow, that the din of busha doesn't apply to avad. The reason is because he's an avad, and therefore avad is already moly busha. The Miach Hashem, we will see further about that to mention tomorrow. V'Reb Shimon, ha'aman iskam levayish zeh, ubiyish zeh, is potter. Reb Shimon holds, if you mechamdim levayish one, and you levayish somebody else, you're potter. The truth of the matter, points out Rashi, it doesn't say that befeirish, but rather, as the Gemara is going to say that in a moment, we're going to infer and derive that from a parallel halacha. What's the parallel halacha? My time of ketola, the din of busha by Reb Shimon is like the din of ketola of murder of misa. Ma ketola adam eskaven lei dechseva orav loy vekom olav ad she eskaven loy. What happens if a person goes and chas v'shalom kills somebody else? Orav loy vekom olav, you gotta go and chas v'shalom, he did it bekavana, bemisa. You go and execute that individual if there was a sram, it's va'edim, like usual. What is the chiddush? What is Reb Shimon telling us? What happens if a person takes a gun? And Reuven and Shimon are sitting there together in Rosh Hashanah. And now this fellow Yankel took the gun and he wanted to go and kill Reuven because he hates Reuven and he shot against Reuven. Reuven saw the bullet coming and he ran, and never the bullet hit Shimon instead, and never killed Shimon. And Yankel's beside himself because Shimon happens to be a very good friend of his, but that's what he did. What's the halacha now? A big, big machlokes. According to the Rabbanon, Chayim Misa, he intended to kill, he killed, Eidim Hasra, he killed, you give him Misa. He intended to kill Reuven, he killed Shimon, that doesn't make a difference. His intent was to kill, and he killed, you kill him, you execute him. Said Reb Shimon, no, he's Miskamun Lezeh, and he killed somebody else, then you're potur. Why? Because it has the car or of loy, the come love. I just got a loy. The guy is a terrible guy. Never he killed somebody. But since he was not mechaber to kill him, mechaber to kill the other one, sorry, he's potur for misa. Presumably he'd have to pay at least damages. He'd have to pay damim. Or in miklat is usually only if it's a total shoygi. I don't think that would apply here. Shoygi means it was a total accident. It wasn't an accident. He was killed. So you're going to say vis-a-vis him. You have to look up the mafarshim. But bottom line, for our purpose, we say potter means potter from misa.
Isn't this a psik ratio? Before there was a psik ratio, when we buy someone...
No.
I mean, you intended to do busha. You intended your
100%, but not to Reuven, to Shimon, or not to Shimon, to Reuven.
So that undermines the whole kavanah.
And we didn't finish it. So just like we have like Tola, this pasuk bar of loy, the kama lav, it's kama loy. But she's not me and mechaven like this. The pasuk b'sholchi yada umavidechzika b'mavushav, at she's kaven loy. It has to be kavanah tafka for the victim of this busha. If you mechaven somebody else. And instead, you went and you mechaven and you were mevayish someone else. You mechaven to Reuven and you mevayish Shimon. According to this Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're pot. And that being the case, since he was mechaven to the cotton and he was mevazah the gadol, or the Evan and mevazah the ben chayder, that wasn't the person of the intent of his kavana to be levayish. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you would be pot. So ibazoi. Who is now the Tana of this price? Every other Behuda, it could go according to Behuda. Didn't you say according to Behuda that Ein la'avodim boishes? And we said in the price, Niskav la'vayishes to Eved, Ubiishes ben choyrin, Noisel ben choyrin, Demei boishes shel Eved. There is no Demei boishes shel Eved. Ein la'avodim boishes. Says, Imanon al v'chika omre Behuda, Ein la'avodim boishes, Lameis v'lohu. What the Gemara is giving is a very, very easy, very nice teret. The Gemara is saying is, if a person was mechaven to mevayish an eved, and he was mevayish the eved, says the Behuda, you're off the hook. There's no din of paying boishes being mevayish an eved. However, if you mechaven to mevayish an eved, and instead you mevayish a regular free man, a regular ben chayin, then you have to go and pay the ben chayin for the busha. What's the measure of damages that you give to the ben chayin? Not the amount that you would normally pay for busha to ben chayin, because you were not mechaven to be mevayish the ben chayin. You were mechaven to mevayish the eved. So the amount that one would pay, had there been a requirement to pay avodim, whatever that amount is, it would certainly be less than being mevayish a free man. So just to throw out a silly example, an arbitrary example, if, for instance, being mevayish an eved would normally be a $500 knas, and being mevayish or payment, a person being mevayish a free man would be $1,000. According to Behuda, you would never have to pay the eved the $500. Ain lavon and boishes. However, now that he was mevayish the free man, and he had been mechaven to be mevayish the eved, he's going to have to pay him the $500, which is the amount of busha that normally would accrue to an eved because of being mevayish.
But if you never pay an eved busha, then that even though you're in your example, you're saying it's $500,
right?
Effectively, it's always zero because there never can be the target of a legal act of busha.
There's no question about that. But there is a measure of damage that you would have to give had it not been from Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. Every person, every regular, normal person has a measure of busha. All the Gemara is saying is, but you don't have to pay for that busha. But how much would that busha be? The Bezin has to go and assess what that busha would be. If he's an avid, you don't have to pay it. Since he's a Ben Chor, you have to pay that amount. If you look at the Rashi, Shaymin and Behu, about four lines from the bottom of the Rashi, Shamina buba kamu yisratze eved ze v'yasu loy boishe ze. Figure out how much an eved would be willing to sustain this type of busha, like we had yesterday. How much would a person be willing to sustain the tzar or not sustain the tzar, like we had?
Isn't it more how much he would pay to avoid it?
That was the maskanas of Gemara. That was the maskanas of Gemara about the government tzar. But here now we don't have to talk about the avoiding of the tzar, because the tzar, the Gemara felt, is the type of thing that a person, you give him $1 million, he doesn't want to have the tzar of having an amputated hand or something.
And for Boshes also?
Apparently Boshes, humiliation is humiliation, but if you spell my name right, then you get money, you know. They say about politicians, say, you can write whatever you want about me, good, bad, but just make sure to write the name right. So he gets free advertising, just like, I won't mention the name, one of the candidates, because of acting like a manivel and mukashkin the whole time, the way he talks, the balgab and everything, he's got $1 billion of free advertising. So, even though it's a very positive advertising, but Hamas, he's gotten it. So the same thing over here, that this Eved, Luktrashi, Shemina Bukami, Yisrata, Eved Zev, Yasaloi, Boish is there, how much would he be willing to go and undergo this humiliation? Don't give it to the Eved, you're going to give it to Ben Choyrin, because he wasn't Mavayish the Eved, he was Mavayish the Ben Choyrin. Okay, Zokti Moravait, Iboy Sein. No Chapshat. Afilutim Remeir. The Emerson, this price that we just had about the cotton and the Godel goes according to Remeir. Me Sabbath, Godel Mechosim. Cotton Mechosim, the Godel Mamish, the cotton Mamish. We're not talking about an Oysher and an Oni, we're talking about an adult or a minor below the age of Babitz. So I wanted to go and cause busha to the cotton, to the minor, and instead I was mavayish by accident the gadol. The measure of damages is the amount that I would normally have to go and pay for being mavayish the cotton. So even Rav Meir, although he holds that Gans Klai Yisrael were all the same, we're all equal, that's when it comes to chashivas in the kohol, because of the person's wealth or the absence of wealth. Over here we're talking about the age. Oh, that's a totally different gauge, a different situation. Here Rav Meir would agree that there's a difference between busha of a cotton and busha of a cotton. Freitim of a cotton bar busha su. Cotton lechayda, if you're talking about a child who's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, he doesn't even have busha. In fact, the Mefarshim add that a child is constantly being mavayish himself. The way he acts irrationally.
He's childish.
He's childish, exactly. That's because he's a child.
So Katan is under 13.
Katan is under 13, correct. So therefore the Gemara says, your normal cotton, he doesn't have busha at all. So you're going to go and measure the damages that a cotton has. He doesn't have a measure of damages. You're going to tell him, because I'm a vayish, he doesn't know what you're talking about. He wants to go and play right with some whatever. He wants to play his games and his toys. You're right, not all ketanim are barboishes, but kir omer apapa. And what does that mean, michlulei umichlam? You look at the top Rashi. Meaning that Eino Chanami, when he's a young kid, he may talk and not have a feel for it. However, if you see that when you remind him of the boishes, presumably when he gets older, and you say, you always have to remind me about that situation when I was 8 or 10 years old, that I had this busha, come on, enough, and I don't want to hear about this 20 years later. The fact that when he has this busha later on, it shows you that he felt for it. Normally a childish kid would say, if you see that this is the type of child that it bothers him, so therefore even when he's getting older, so he had a greater degree of maturity. So in other words, not all ketanim are the same. In fact, he was going to say further down on the omid, it depends on the cotton whether he has this busha or not. So anyway, so for a cotton that has this type of busha, you would have to go and transfer that measure of damages and payment from the cotton to the gadol, even according to Rami. And we're going to talk more about the cut and the gadol further down the omid. Just the Mishnah. And half of the Mishnah we already learned on the omid. Aleph. Ha mavayish is a orim. A person who's mavayish, a person that is not wearing clothing. The Gemara is going to say, how can you mavayish a person not wearing clothing? A person who goes in the street, he doesn't wear clothing, he doesn't deserve any respect. I mean, obviously, that's kamat in l'chabushi gedoy l'mizu. Self-inflicted. So if I go and add salt to the wound, big deal. He doesn't deserve any normal respect. So how can he be mevayish? The Gemara is going to address that in a moment. How mevayish is a sumav? Mevayish a blind person, which we just spoke about on the Omer Aleph. Mevayish is a yoshin chayiv, the yoshin should be a shpater. Oh, you see here the Mishataka distinguishes between the mevayish, the yoshan, then you're chayv. Or the yashim mavayish, and then you're potter. The reason why yashim mavayish is potter, as we said back on the Amud Aleph, as we had earlier on in our Masechta, because busha, unlike all the other of the chamisha dvarim, it has to be mitakavona. How do I know? We had that in the Amud Aleph. It says in the pasuk, the sholcha yodo vechzikim mavusha, v'atshi eskaveni hathin mechaven for the busha. A yashan, even though Adam would oilam bein ar ben yashan, if a person is sleeping and there happens to be Caleb next to him, or there's another person next to him, and he turns over in his sleep and he gives a clap and nebuch the Caleb break, and the other person loses his eyes, loses his nose, whatever, then he's chayv yashan that does. And that. However, the gabi the busha, he's brought to because he certainly didn't intend to mavayish anybody. He turned over in his sleep. When the person falls down from the roof and he was mazik somebody down below, ubiyashin was mavayish, chayv al nezik, because nezik is odamud la'ilam, but since he wasn't mechavin to mavayish, he fell down. Potter la'boy should be potter on the busha, actually mechavin, unless he was mechavin. In other words, if mid-ear he's about to fall down and he's falling down and he sees people down below and he says, oh, alavai, I should fall tak on Yankel, because Yankel is kanayin hara, very stout. If I fall on him, it'll be like falling on a pillow, a cushion, as opposed to if I fall on Beryl, who happens to be such a skinny guy, then it won't be any cushion whatsoever. In other words, he's mischaven to go and fall on that guy, even though he's not mischaven for busha per se, but he's mischaven to fall on the other guy, he would be chayiv according to the Mishnah. Okay, so Timar, we're going to now go through a lot of the lochas. In the Mishnah, Tanar Ban, we learned that a b'ayse b'ayse orim chayiv, v'ayne doim b'ayse orim l'vayse lovish. Even though there is a measure of damages of being Mavayish Yashan, an Orum, but it's not the same as being Mavayish Lovish. Two different measures of damages, like just like by the cotton and the Gadol, and according to our Mishnah, the Mizbayish, the Oni, and the Osh. Bayish Beis HaMerchetz, when I'm the Mavayish, the person when he's in the Beis HaMerchetz, which seems to be similar, in other words, the Chari is also Orum, and we'll see why the Bryce repeats it. He is Chai. I'm sorry, so is everybody else. We're going to see that in the Gemara in the Rashi. It's still not the same in the Beis HaMerchetz and Beshuk. Beshuk, everybody, and Beis HaMerchetz is different. The Gemara will explain further. He doesn't deserve any respect. He deserves to be humiliated if he walks around Orem. And that being the case, why do you have to go and pay him anything? We're talking about as a person who became Orem against his will. Meaning, he was walking in the street, and there came a very, very strong wind, and that strong wind picked up. Now, men, of course, don't normally walk like that today. Normally, men today wear pants, although in today's society, everything is fakir and everything is tzedait. But at least in the good old days, the men wore the pants and the women wore the skirts. But in the good old days, we had men wore togas. And even today, there are certain cultures and societies where they wear togas. Togas is like a long dress, so to speak. So what happens if there is a wind, and that wind picks up half of the man's? Same thing, of course, would apply to women, but we're referring to an orum and not an aruma. It picks up part of this person's clothing, so he's already partially revealed. And now this shaygis comes along and he finishes it off and he picks up the clothing altogether. So he's mavayish as orum, a person who was already a shtikal orum, and now he makes him totally orum. But it's not the same as picking up the clothing of a person who's totally lovish. A person totally lovish is, so therefore says the Gemara, he was Mavayishim. It's not the same measure of damages. But we're not talking about a person who on his free will was walking around without clothing. Therefore, you have to go and pay. Says Yimor, now the same type of discussion. What about Baishim Beis HaMerchetz? Chayv, Beis HaMerchetz, Bar, Boishesu. After all, in the Beis HaMerchetz, all the people are all walking around Orem. So the Chayrit should have the same considerations as we said before, that the Orem is La Bar Boishes. Especially in the Beis HaMerchetz, where everybody's walking around Orem, like Rabbi Yonah said before. So what's the Busha? Amra Papa Shebaishal Gava Nohar. Even though we refer to it as the Beis HaMerchetz, we think about a Beis HaMerchetz like a public bathhouse, like a mikveh type of situation. Here we're talking about people that went to the side of the river to use that for Beis HaMerchetz. Of course, today it sounds very, very strange, but in the good old days they didn't have private baths or private showers in their apartments or in their houses. So you either went to a public bathhouse, or if there was none, if it was too far away, you went to the river. So when you went to the river, also a person exposed himself a little bit, not a lot, because there were other people around. And again, this is the type of situation of the Mefarshim where somebody else came and the little amane. In other words, he was picking up his feet twice until his thighs to be able to wash his feet and his legs, but not more. And the other guy helped him out, so to speak, then he lifted it even further. Oh, sees Mavayishim, Al Gabi Anor, and therefore you have to go and pay for this busha. But it's certainly not the same as if a person's regularly walking in the street, normally dressed. Then if you go and undress the guy, that would be a tremendous busha. However, the person's already partially undressed. Shanish Kefelech, it's not the same measure of damages. But Abba Barmamu, Baisha Yoshin Umeis Mau. What happens if he mavayish a person whilst he was sleeping, and then he died? Now, in the Mishnah, we already said if he mavayish a seyoshen, you're chayiv. So what have we added to this question about umes? And the Gemara wants to know, what's the din of paying for busha? Is it that this person feels humiliated, or that the general community is now going to mock or degrade or denigrate this individual, or they will feel that he was denigrated, and therefore it's the public humiliation as opposed to the individual's feeling of humiliation? What's the nafkimina? The nafkimina is whether this person feels or not. If the person, for instance, is sleeping, he has no feeling. However, everybody else who sees that he is being humiliated sees the humiliation. So the question is, How do you measure the damages, and what's the reason for the damages? And the Gemara now explains. Baisha yoshenu meismau. My coming by lay. What's the Gemara shayla? Omer zim hachi coming by lay. The shayla is like, mishem kisufahu v'ha misle v'lesle kisufa. This person was embarrassed when he was sleeping. He never woke up to hear about what Yankel did to him. That Yankel spit on him, and Yankel stepped over him, and Yankel was making faces, and this, that, the other thing. He never found out about it because he died. So he never had this. Rashi says kisufa means chafiyas panim. His face never turned red, orange, green, or yellow, or white. He never knew what happened. So therefore, I didn't inflict any damage to his person, and therefore maybe I'm off the hook. I don't mishem zilusahu v'uzle. What means zilusa? Says Rashi says bezalze b'fnei rabim. The alpha bishin is samaliba, even though this person never knew about it, because it happened when he was sleeping and he never woke up. So therefore he never felt the humiliation. But the public felt that this fellow was humiliated, and everybody had a good laugh, or everybody snickered and everybody smiled, and therefore there was zilusa.
Why shouldn't the Yoshan be entitled to this?
Oh, there's no question. If you hold zilusa and you have to pay, you're not going to pay to the dead guy. You have to pay to the yardship. The question is, do you have to pay anything? If you hold zilusa kisufa, that he felt humiliated. He didn't feel humiliated. He wasn't embarrassed. He was sleeping. And then he died. So therefore, maybe you have to pay nothing. It's Toshima. Remeir oimer chedish v'kotin yesh lemboishes. Shoitein lemboishes. By a chedish v'kotin, there is the concept of busha, and you'd have to pay. By shoitein, there's no concept. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Mishim Zilusa, Haydi Tani Kotten. If you're going to tell me Al Zilzil, Zil means not that he feels humiliated, but the public sees this public spectacle, and therefore he has had the disadvantage of being publicly humiliated. If you say Mishim Zilusa, Haydi Tani Kotten, then I understand why you're telling me the Kotten has Zilusa, because even though he may not feel, he's only, as Brother Shai said before, he acts in a childish manner, so therefore he doesn't care, he's childish. However, everybody else sees the son of Yankel and Shprinza, Zachoshim and Mishpacha, look, the humiliation that he has. So that's why I understand why the cotton yesh lebusha. Eliyamazim kisufa, cotton bar boishesu, cotton, he doesn't know what's going on, he's childish, he's immature, he doesn't understand that. Elamayil chayavar aizishim zilusa. If that's the case, why do we say by shoyte ein loy boishes? After all, the shoyte may not feel anything, but the whole call is laughing when somebody else is humiliating the shoyte. People are treating him like dirt, and therefore everybody else in the community, there's public humiliation. So why shouldn't you have to pay? The fact that never the person is a shoyte, you really cannot add to his feeling of busha, even if he had feeling, because he's kind of already on the lowest rung of the totem pole already. You can step on him, you can spit at him. Anyway, people spit and step on him all day, because they consider him, nebuch, the person's totally deranged, I'm a mishiga, so whatever happens to him, nobody pays any attention whatsoever. From the case of the cotton, we can be poishet zilusa. Dimishim kisufa, cotton bar kisufu. Cotton has no feeling of personal humiliation because he's still a cotton. Everyone, like we said at the top of the omid, kid omid apop the mechulei u'mechlem, and I'm the mechulei u'mechlem. You're right, a very immature, childish cotton who doesn't know and doesn't care. He doesn't. You're right. You'd be pot. However, the type of cotton, like Rashi said at the top, kishmas kibrim leboishes, when we remind him later on about the fact that when he was younger, he had this busha, umachlim and oyusayba, and he's mitzdayer, and he says, yeah, don't remind me every single time, you're pouring salt in the wound, and I can't stand it, and don't do it. Oh, so this type of busha, you would have to go and pay. Therefore, that's the teretz on the case, so we don't have a raya from the case of the cotton. Rapapa said that the shailu is a little bit different. Remember, the Gemara started off, Boy Reb Abba Bar Mamu Baishi Yoshinu Meis Mahu. The Gemara says, Mai Kami Boyle, and Amr Reb Zvid, Hachi Kami Boyle. So Rapapa said, no, Hachi Kami Boyle. Rapapa is very similar to Reb Zvid, as we will see, a little bit different. Mishim Kisufa Didehu, Vamayasle, Aydu Mishim Boishes Mishpacha. So now, the first Sad Lachoyd is the same. In other words, it's Mishim Kisufa, since the guy was sleeping, and he died, he never received this personal feeling of humiliation because he was sleeping or he died. So, gunish. Don't think about that, and don't think about, like Yomar said before, Zilusa, that even though he didn't feel it, but he was publicly humiliated, and therefore he should have to go and pay money to the ocean. So, now the Papa is a little bit differently. He was not humiliated, and that's not the problem. The problem is about the Mishpacha, the children, the brothers, the Mishpacha. When they see how their family member was so humiliated in public, even though he, the Yoshin, didn't feel it, didn't know about it, had no feeling whatsoever, but they felt that feeling of humiliation. For that you have to go and pay. That's perhaps the Allah. In other words, that was the Shaila of Abba Bar Mamel, Reb Abba Bar Mamel, and that's what the Papa says, that's what he meant. Do you have to pay? Nish al Zilusa, that he was the subject of public humiliation, even though he didn't fear for it. That was Reb Zvid. But the reason is because the Mishpacha got humiliated. And therefore you have to pay for that busha. Stoshima. And we start off the same analysis as before. Even though this child is childish and he doesn't really understand what's going on, but the Mishpacha is embarrassed, Nebuch, that their sibling, that their child or whatever is being so mavuyish. And the Amos Bishim Kisufa Didei, if you're going to tell me that it's because Kisufa, cotton bar, boishesu. A cotton is childish anyway, he doesn't have any busha. Is the Chayra Raya, the Elamai Mishum, boishesu b'nei Mishpacha. Oh, the Chayra, a ganz good Raya, it's out b'nei Mishpacha. Pray more if that's the case, I feel a Shoita Nami. If you have a family that has a member of the family, which is a Shoita, aren't they exposed to public humiliation when they see their brother, their son, their cousin being so humiliated? So shouldn't you have to pay for that? Since this person, everybody knows he's totally deranged, you cannot add any more insult or any more insult to the injury or any salt to the wound. He's already on the lowest level of humiliation on the totem pole. Oh, let's bring a raya from the case of the cotton. The mishum poishet the mishpacha. The mishum gizuv the cotton bar kisufu. So the chayu we give you poishet the shayla. And again, the same teretz omer papa in the mechulei u'mechlem. That in fact there are ketanim that would be embarrassed. How can you tell? Says Rashi, like the top Rashi. Kishemaskirin leboishes, when we remind him of what happened, and umachlim and oyusayba, he's mitztayer. So then the taka ketanim yeshlam boishes. Presumably, we mean an older cotton who's more mature, and each time you remind him in later days, weeks, months, years, he keeps on saying, "Do you always have to bring this up? Do you know how much, how bad I feel? I didn't sleep last night because of this." So there are ketanim. In fact, the Mar Taka says, "Vatanya beloshin yichusa mit araya." Rabbi Oy Mecherish Yesh leboishes. Acherish, even though he cannot hear, but nevertheless, you have to pay busha boishes if you are mavayishin. Shoyt ein leboishes, like we said before. Katan pam yesh lepamim ein lo amul yamul nisht. Had mechalei on mechlam. Had mechalei veloy mechlam. It depends. If it's such a child that is so immature and so childish that he could care less, even if you tell him years later, "Hey, bah, bah, when I was 5 years old, of course I played with marbles all the time. What do you expect?" So then there's no klima, no busha, you don't have to pay. However, if the child, that when you remind him, he says, come on, you remind me every single time, I'm so embarrassed, so humiliated, oh, so you see then, there would be a measure of damage for such a cotton in such a situation. Back to the Mishnah, Mabayisha Sasuma, we said in the Mishnah, you are chayiv. And you remember we had the Gemara in the Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Yehuda apparently disagrees. Masit like Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Suma ain loy boishes. Oh, and our Mishnah says that a Suma is chayiv. A Mavayisha Suma is chayiv. But you remember we said in the Amud Aleph that that's really not a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes between if you are the humiliator or the humiliated. In other words, are you the giver of the busha or are you the recipient of the busha? And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda could agree with our Mishnah. Mavayish suma. If you mavayish a suma, you're chayiv. The suma the shebiyish is potter. So why do you say that the Mishnah can't go like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda agrees when he says suma in leboishes means if chas hashem you are mavayish a suma, not that the suma is mavayish others. Forget the Mishnah is in mavayish a suma, you're chayiv. If a suma was mavayish others, you're potter. So lechoyd is not a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Why does it say the Mishnah loy Rabbi Yehuda? Something more said on the Amud Aleph. Because if there is this distinction between if he's the Mivayish or the Misbayish, then it should say the same thing like by the Yoshan. Right after the Mivayish is Hasuma, it says in the Mishnah, HaMivayish is a Yoshan, Chayiv. The Yoshan should be a Shpater. If the Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda, it should say, HaMivayish is Hasuma is Chayiv. The Suma should be a Shpater. But the fact that it doesn't say that is a right that the Mishnah doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara says that the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is not just based on Sfaris, it's based on Psukim. The Kachay Rabbi Yehuda poite mechayavi Golias, and mechayavi Malkias, and mechayavi Mises Besim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Suma ein loy boishes, and he cannot get Golus, and he cannot be mechayav Malkias, and you cannot go and execute him if he did an Aveira that would require him to get Mises. My time, the Rebuta. Where does Rebuta get all this from? So we're going to learn a bunch of psukim. Gomer einecha einecha me'edim zamamim. Mahasim sumim loy, avhacha sumim loy. Now what is the einecha einecha? So really one of them is really eincha. If you go to edim zamamim, if Rashi brings the psukim over here, so Rashi bet halfway down the narrow lines. Rashi bet edim zamamim ksiv, loy sochis eincha olav, don't have rachmonis on the eid zomeim. The boy should not make sibik katsoisis kappa loisochis einecha. Oh, so I'm learning the din of busha from the din of Adam Zamim, because there it says loisochis einecha. Loisochis einecha. Oh, it's not only einecha einecha, it's even the sochis einecha. Loisochis einecha. Anyway, so I learned one from the other. And just like by the case of Adam Zamim, a suma would be potter. Now, why? I don't know why would a suma be potter? Says Rashi, because a suma cannot be an aid. Aiden EF should assume to be inner ear. Timlay Rosh, the other Shavera, Hechyod. If he didn't see the Maisa, Kineva, Gzela, Halvor, this, that, the other thing, how could he call me made afterwards? Oh, I saw. You didn't see anything. He has Nebucha Suma. So just like a Suma is potter from the din of Adam Zamim, and then a Penecha Inecha is also potter from the din of Busha if he is Mavayish someone. So therefore.
If an aid witnesses something, and before he can give it to David, he becomes a Suma. Is he not eligible?
The kasha that you're asking is a beautiful kasha. If you notice here in the Rashi, the last two words you see heich yoed, right before the heich, there's an asterisk. That asterisk takes up to the Rabbi Kiva Eiger. If you look at Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Tamuali, so Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Hayachal Hayt Shira Koydim Shinistema, Shizakatu Yodoi, Mamishir Kasha. You can skip a few lines, Bitzorach Ion. Okay. He has no text. So you're mechavin to Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Rabbi Kiva Eiger, and Barry of Pishnai Eidim Yukam Dubar, Taka Pishnai Eidim. Two Eidim, Pishnai Eidim. Both of them ask the same kasha. What's pshat that Rashi says that this aid cannot, a suma cannot be an aid? He could have witnessed it whilst he was still Baruch Hashem Bari. He totally had his vision. And subsequently, Nebuch, he lost his vision, and he's now saying, aid is pshas, he was a suma, and therefore he could become an aid Zion, because his people tell him, it's taka true. Hey, Mano Yisim, you taka able to see back on Monday. Yeah, taka emes, but you weren't in New York, you were in Chicago. Okay, anyway, continuing on.
Kilian Ashas,
Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Was it there?
The cotton became a gadol. He saw it when it was the day before his bar mitzvah, and then the day after his bar mitzvah.
He's talking about a cotton where he can go and say Adis when he was still about when he was a katan, he became a gadol. Gemara has similar questions regarding a barish and a scharish, scharish a barish, all those types of situations. You're right. And the Gemara talks about that, if he was one or on the other. In fact, Toises brings, not Toises, Rav Kiva Eiger brings, loit a Toises and Baba Basra, says for enfit. He doesn't go into why, when, but he says, if you look up at that Toises, who has a different shot, then you don't have discussion.
The terrorist of the kasha.
Sorry? You have a tarot?
Yeah.
What's a tarot?
The whole Avis is Sheker.
Where is it?
Never saw anything. Never saw it.
It's true.
So well, the whole, it's not even relevant. It's all hypothetical. I saw Reuven Kol Shimon.
Mm-hmm.
Never saw it. Mm-hmm. So it's not relevant in the Summa part.
So every eight Zoyimim says I saw Reuven Kol Shimon, but he didn't see.
Right, so that was in Suma.
Why is there a din of eight Zoyimim b'chlal? The din of eight Zoyimim because he was Meshaker. Right. So Rashi is saying you can't have this is an oxymoron. A Suma being an eight Zoyimim is impossible. He cannot go and testify falsely that he saw Reuven and he doesn't see. So he can't testify. Freitag Bari, Freitag Mekiva Eiger, what do you mean? He could have been a regular guy like all of us, Baruch Hashem, able to see, and he was able to see. And now he comes to the Bezin and says, I did see, and the Bezin can't say, how can you see? You're a Summa. I have a doctor who will tell me that 3 days ago, Baruch Hashem, I saw everything, and I saw. But now an Edom Zom, Edom Mazim, come and say, you thought you were able to see, but you're only able to see what was going on in Chicago. You weren't able to see what's going on in New York, because you were in Chicago. You know who he is.
He learned, sir, could have been.
It could have been, yeah. Rashi says the whole thing, this Efsha. Adam Efsha b'sumen. It's impossible to talk about Suman Adis in the same sentence. The meaner ear, Dimloy Raji, the other, Echioid. So therefore, it's impossible. Impossibility. Dr. Barry is not impossible. He saw it, and then he became a Suman later on. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara Vaita, Zog to Gemara. We just proved now that according to Behuda, Suma, that is Mavayish, is Potter. Because by Boishis it has to be Einecha, and I learn Einecha from Eidus, no Einecha, no din of Eidus, no din of Bush. Now I'm learning Vaita Mechavi Golis. If you have a Suma that killed Bishogeg, and that would not be uncommon, because after all, as Dachne Bechasuma, so he could easily Chasushon kill Bishogeg, Potter from Golis. Why? The sign says in the Pasik. The Loira Ois, what's the full Lashon HaPasik? The pasuk says that they bashiyovi esrei eyu bayar. Actually, it's a previous pasuk. Oy bechol even ashiyom is ba beloy reois vayapel olav ayomais vuloy oyev loy b'mavakish reosai. Then he has to run to the onim miklat. So it says beloy reois. Zok tiyimara prat l'suma tiver Rabbi Yehuda. Now, why would this be prat l'suma? After all, the suma, that's the definition of a beloy reois guy. Zok to Rashi beloy reois is mashma shu roy b'mokem acher. Normally he does see the kan hoya b'lo yir ois. So therefore this b'lo yir ois means that yes, he's a person, Baruch Hashem, he has normal eyesight, but when this tragic accident happened, b'lo yir ois, he was not looking. He had his eyes closed for whatever reason. Or instead of looking at the traffic, he was texting, and then Rachmon Litzlan, and he got into an accident. That happens, unfortunately, now all the time. And so therefore, that's the Blair Ois, that he is not focusing on the road, or not focusing on somebody else. That's the Blair. But Asuma can't focus at all. Nebuchadnezzar is blind. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, Suma is excluded. Remeir, ironically, says the other way. Remeir, I'm a Blair Ois, Suma. The word Blair Ois comes to say, Suma is included, and he would go. So, Frey Timara, what's going on? My time, the Rabbi Yehuda, Amalach, Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll tell you why. Says the pasuk v'shiyoyav Yisrael b'ya lacht of etzim v'ast filusuma. The pasuk begins talking about the tragic events that occurred. Two people went into a yar, into a forest, and one of them was chopping wood and didn't see the other guy. And Nebuch, whilst he's chopping, menoshel abarzum and eitz, and Nebuch hit the other guy in the head, and Nebuch killed him. And since it says v'shiyoyav Yisrael b'ya, it's talking about anybody. The pasuk doesn't say dafka, person with good vision. Anybody goes into the yar, both the person that Nebuch caused this terrible tragic accident, okay, and Nebuch the person that was killed. Bafilisuma, anybody? That's why Torah said Blair, oh, it's not a Lamute. No. It's only the type of person that normally can see, and he was not focusing his attention because he was texting or doing something else, and therefore Blair Ois. But might is assume that Nebuch can never see. Rameir says, I agree with you, Rabbi Yehuda. You're absolutely right. That's the way to learn the pasuk. However, says Rameir, because I have another pasuk in the same parsha. What does it say? And etc. And it says in the pasuk, b'loy b'lidas v'shiyaka. Oh, v'zeh dvar tzeach ashiyonis shoma v'choy ashiyakes re'eu b'vlidas. So why does it say b'vlidas? We just said not b'vlidas. The guy was texting. He was not thinking. He was not focusing attention. So that's the same thing. B'loy roiz, b'vlidas are basically synonymous. Why did the Torah repeat it again? That's a very misrule in Shas. We have two miyutim back to back. Why would the Baruch Hu write one miyut, another miyut? To go and be marvet. Of course, the whole concept is a little bit strange, so don't have either miyut. Probably the Mefarshim talk about it. Zok to Dr. Goldfarb?
Two negatives
and two negatives. I agree. So instead of doing two negatives, then just go positive. Just or don't say anything, you know. You don't need to say too negative. Just don't say it. Okay, Zuti Mayez Vayitim Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what does Rabbi Yehuda do? After I have that second mirut, Eimir Hamid Al Rabbis, Yehuda, who Bivlidas, Pratle Miskaven, who the Osa. That Bivlidas comes to exclude someone who's Mechaven. Now, on the surface, this is difficult. We're talking about a person who's going to Ari Miklat because he killed Bishogeg. Oh, this B'vlidas comes to exclude a person that did it intentionally. If he did it intentionally, he gets Misa. I don't need a special miut for that. Zhong Mimaforish, what the Gemara means to say is, what the Gemara is Mechaven to, when it says Pratle Miskaven, it's talking about a person who, there were two people lined up, and he was Mechaven to go and kill Lemushel, a goy, and he killed a yid by accident, or he was mechaven to go and kill an animal and he killed a person by accident. So therefore, the actual killing was take shaloi bekavana. I didn't want to kill the person. I didn't want to kill the yid. I was mechaven to go and kill somebody else. This is similar to the case we had in the Amud Aleph with Reb Shimon, where Reb Shimon says mechaven to one and the other one, Reb Shimon holds potter. So the Gemara is saying now, says Reb Yehuda, if it was blidas, perat lemiskaven u'de'asa. When does a person have to go into golus? That's dafkan who is mechaven to go and kill, not mechaven to kill.
Mechaven to chop wood.
Mechaven to chop wood and not to kill anybody. But if he was mechaven to go and kill Yankel and Chas Hashem killed Bel, mechaven to kill Reuven, he killed Shimon. So since it was kavoneh, even though Lemaisa, he didn't go and kill that guy, as far as the person who died, it was a terrible, terrible, tragic accident. For the rest of his life, he won't be able to sleep. He's going to be Hisham the Bagandu. But Lemaisa, he would be potter from going into the Ari Mikra, according to Rabbi Huda in this case.
But the Gaul Adam could get him?
Sorry?
The Gaul Adam.
That's a good question. I don't know. If the Rambam goes all through these different halachas. Question. Chayamim is Bezim. What's the din over there? So if he did something Chas V'Shalom that would require normally execution, says Rabbi Yehuda, you're potter from Mises Bezin. If this guy's a sumer, how do you know? Asir Ritzeach Ritzeach. What's Ritzeach Ritzeach? So Rashi brings already the pasuk over here. Asir Ritzeach Ritzeach. Mechayavi Golias about 6-7 lines before the end. The Mises Ksev Leisikhu Koifel Nefesh Ritzeach. That's talking about Ritzeach. Don't take Koifer. He gets executed. Ubi Golis Ksev Shei by Golis Lonus Shama Ritzeach. So it talks about also the Lashon of Ritzeach. So just like by the Ritzeach, by the Ari Miklat, we just said according to Yehuda, the person is Potter. Same thing over here, the person would be Potter, the Sumas Potter, the Chayavi Mrs. Bezin, because I learned Ritzeach, Ritzeach. Chayavi Malkis! How do we know he doesn't get Malkis? Because I see Rosh, Rosh, Mechayavi Mrs. Bezin. Now what's the Rosh, Rosh? So again, I have here the benefit of the Rashi. Rashi says, it says, the Gabi person who gets Malkis, Voyim Im bin Hakois Harosha, if this person deserves to get Malkis, and then you have to count out Arboim the Mispar. So therefore you see the case of Malkis, called the Marosha. Umisiksebesha who Rosha Lomus. So I learned Rosha Rosha. From Misa I learned to Dina Malkis that the Summa is Patur. Tanida Khabudaiman. Summa ain't loy boishes. Summa is not mechuyav if he is mavayish someone. V'chena Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, poitre, he called dinim sheba Torah. Rabbi Yehuda says that a summa is not only potter from Busha, he's potter from all dinim. In other words, all onshim. My tab, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, says the pasuk v'shavto eida, bein amaku bein goyel hadom, ale mishpatim o eila. The eida has to go and be shofet, they have to go and judge between the makim, between the goyel hadom. Again, he's talking about the case of the person who killed Bishoigik, and Mishpatim Eila on all of these rules and regulations. Anybody that's in the parish of Makim Goyel Adam, which comes to exclude, of course, the Summa. Why? Because we just said a country of Yehuda, the sum is potter, to be chayyavi galgolius. Yeah, well, it's not only Malkus. Chayyavim mina makav in a goyel adam is referring to a person who's makah and chas v'shalom killed somebody with a deathly blow. That's a possible torment. Anyway, so he's saying, when would you be done and shoveh between a makav in a goyel adam, a regular individual? But not by a summa, because summa is potter from chayyavi galgolius, and he's also chayyav, he's potter from chayyavim, he's a dozen. So he's not in the parish at all. So koshi yeshnoi, yeshim mishpatim. Koshi enim makav in a goyel adam, enim mishpatim, he doesn't have all the other dinim and onshim in the title. But until now, we're talking about dinim. Dinim means like onshim. Tani idach Rav Yudah imesuma inli boishes v'chenei Rav Yudah point to be called mitzvah samus b'tayra. So before we're talking about dinim, now we're talking about mitzvah. In other words, we'd be potter from tzitzis and tefillin, ki yishoifer, all the mitzvahs. So machloik is among the achroinim. There's a lot of raid in the achroinim. What about loisesses? Since he's a summa, are you telling me he's potter from kol mitzvahs? He can, for instance, eat chazir. He can be mechal Shabbos, mechal Yom Kippur. So that's already a big, big shaila among the achrayim. We're going to have Yosef. We're going to have him in a moment. But in the meantime, it's up to Rabbi Yehuda that he's potter at least from all mitzvahs. Asses, he doesn't have to put on tefillin. He doesn't have to wear tzitzis. He's potter. He's a summa. Amr shit v'rei v'idi. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the right? Amr kras. In the pasuk, ela mitzvahs achuk v'ashpatim. The Lashon Gemara is a little bit incorrect. It's not ve'ela mitzvahs. It's v'zoyis ha-mitzvah. Hachuk v'ashpatim. So that, look, Gemara. Since we have mitzvahs together, chuk v'ashpatim, koshe yesh v'ashpatim yesh mitzvahs. That was the summa, because we just have in the previous pasuk, he's not in the onshim. Ain't a mitzvah chukim. Om Rav Yosef, this is your Rav Yosef. May Reish have a minimum the Yoma Halach, Rabbi Yehuda, the Yoma Summa, put him in a mitzvah. Ka avdina yoyme tov l'rabbanan. My time limit of kinna, the ka avdina mitzvah. Says Rav Yosef, years gone by, whenever I heard someone would go and pass like Rav Yehuda, summa, put him in a mitzvah, I would make a ganze yontav, a whole big party. Why? Because Baruch Hashem, I am doing mitzvahs. Rav Yosef is one of the great Gedolei Yisrael. We find him almost in every blood in Shas. So obviously, Gven Agroisa, God Agroisa, Amoira, Rebbe of Abaye, etc. And therefore, he felt, after all, I'm doing all these mitzvahs on a voluntary basis. It's a lefnim mishur sadin. Of course, according to Buda, I'm totally potter. So can you imagine all those people that do it because they are required to do it? They're going to get schar. I that do it as a voluntary boy scout, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to shower me with schar. So he was so happy, and he was saying, oh, I'm going to make a party. Avdini yom tov l'rabbanan, my temple mifkinim mitzvahs, and I still do it. However, the hashta, the shamas order of chenina, the emor of chenina, kara mitzvah yoyse yoyse mishena mitzvah yoyse. Someone that is required to do it, in fact, gets more schar than the volunteer. Now, the Gemara doesn't tell us why, and the mafarshim here of an art are silent. However, this Gemara appears in other places as well. You have it in Masechtas Kiddushin, for instance. There in Kiddushin, Tosfos says of an art, what's that in the svara? L'chayra, the person who is ain a mitzvah yoyse, he's a Boy Scout, he's doing it voluntarily, you should get more schar, you should get the Medal of Honor. He's not required to do it, and he went beyond the call of duty. So it's on the taste, it's like Barry was saying a moment ago, because of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara only fights against the person if he's obligated to the mitzvahs. I want to go to Minyan, says the Yetzer, nah, go back to sleep, come on, you go to Minyan tomorrow, you've been to Minyan so many times, you don't need a Kadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't need your Minyan, yeah, go back to sleep. So therefore, you have a mitzvah voice. But what happens if the person has a mitzvah voice and the Yetzer Hara doesn't bother with him? He goes somewhere else. I gotta worry about my mitzvah voice guys. I don't bother with the ain't mitzvah voice guys. So therefore, it's much more of a struggle for the mitzvah voice, and that's why he gets more schar. Based on that, says now Rabbi Yosef, I'm much better off not learning like a Buddha, because a Buddha says that I'm potter. I'd rather have someone say that I'm chayimimitz.
Is
less than a mitzvah oisa. So therefore, I prefer someone should pass in ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that a summa is potter. I want to find someone that says you don't pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore a summa is chayiv, and therefore I'm chayiv. Says Rabbi Yosef. If somebody says that, then I go and make a party. I throw a party. Why my time dachim afkin dinner? Isli agra tzvein. Then I get much more schar if I do have the mitzvah. So before he would make a party if he didn't have the mitzvah, but now that he heard what Rav Chanina said, he throws the party when he hears that he is mechuyev mitzvahs, and not when he's potur. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. I hope to be.